Hi everyone. My name's Alex Lee, the CEO of Shells, and then I'll be joined by Zlatan Todorić, our VP of Tech, for the Q&A after my presentation. So, you know, thanks for having me here. I want to thank the whole OpenSUSE team for having us, and I'll talk a little bit about Shells. So, you know, just in a nutshell, you know, Shells is essentially, you know, it's a virtual desktop where we converge all devices into the cloud. And one of the cool things is it, with Shells, you can access it from any web-enabled device. So, you know, as long as you have access to a browser or our desktop and mobile apps, you can essentially have your virtual computer on any device. I'm sure some of you guys saw last month we had announced our partnership with OpenSUSE. We do offer multiple versions of OpenSUSE on our platform. And, you know, one of the cool things that I always like to mention about our product is that, you know, in less than 5 minutes, you can really have a virtual desktop up and running, which is definitely, you know, a thing that I like to, I guess I'll say, brag about, so about our product. So sometimes, you know, I get this question a lot. It's like, you know, Alex, what do you think about the virtual desktop? And you know, I always say, hey, you know, I really love the virtual desktop for a few reasons here. And as you can see here, first of all, obviously the opportunity to give developers a flexible option to really like test and deploy all from one device. You know, that's something that's definitely feasible with Shells. Obviously taking advantage of cloud technology, you know, the automatic backups, the great bandwidth speeds, and then, you know, the ability to just instantaneously upgrade, right? If you're at 4 gigs of RAM, you need a little bit more. Literally, it's a couple of clicks and your machine will be updated. So, you know, with technology advancements, it's really helped out with the virtual desktop, right? The virtual desktop is nothing new, but you know, with improved internet speeds, the, you know, 5G mobile networks, browsers with HTML5 and JavaScript, like it's really become, you know, the perfect time to take advantage of virtual desktop technology. Also, you know, there's other benefits with the virtual desktop where if you have the homes where, you know, they lack a computer, they lack that desktop experience. Obviously, the virtual desktop is a nice alternative to really convert any of those devices to give, whether it's a student or just, you know, other family members access to a desktop computer. It's something that's possible. And then finally, just, you know, we love how, you know, we can make Floss more accessible to wider audiences. Like, and I'll touch on it a little bit more, but, you know, we do offer, I think, over 20 operating systems right now, right? And the majority of them being Linux, different Linux distributions. So you can see it on the next slide where we had announced, like I mentioned, our partnership with OpenSUSE. We've also been partnering with Manjaro, Linux Mint, MX Linux, as well as KDE. And then we're also working closely with these other distros, Zorin, Nitrix, Endless, you know, Kali is coming out soon, GNOME, Deepin, Fedora, Debian, Elementary, as well as Ubuntu Mate. So, you know, it's been a great experience working with each of these distros and being able to make sure that, you know, that whatever we put out there that our partners, you know, they can stand behind and feel comfortable with. And at the end, they're the experts too. So, you know, having them behind us on this has been great for our journey. So, you know, we do own all of our own hardware right now. You know, we're small, we're growing, but we're in six different data centers or six different locations, our data centers, and we do own all of our own hardware. We've open sourced some of our scripts and we'll continue to release more as we go along. And like I mentioned with the servers, obviously as we grow, we'll add on there. But you know, it's been great working with the community on this one for sure. As we try to make a better product and a product that that is right for our community as well. And just to touch a little bit about the Shell's technology. So, you know, we use the SPICE protocol. You know, our network, like I mentioned before, we own the hardware. It's set up to be built for, as I call it, like plug and play. You know, so as we grow, you know, adding servers on, we've done a good job of being able to scale, I guess, quickly. Like I mentioned about the open source images, image build scripts. And then finally, one of the cool little things is that, you know, we do offer this option of, you know, custom images where you can build, run, and share your own images. So this is something that we're really excited about, that we're continuing to evolve and enhance, and definitely something that I'm looking forward to. So finally, in terms of privacy standards, you know, we're no different than the other cloud providers like Dropbox and DigitalOcean. You know, we're following and making sure we have similar policies, practices, and always looking to improve, obviously, because this is definitely an important thing for us to make sure that our users feel private, you know, have their privacy as well as their security. So I mentioned about the virtual desktop solution. You know, one of the things that we really don't publicize at all, but, you know, shells can be used as running your own VPS. So that's another viable option. And then we have this other thing in the works where we're still working with, but, you know, we do have an Android OS option, and we're looking at creating basically like a virtual phone. So where, you know, you would provision like a voice over IP to your Android OS shell and literally be able to take and receive make and receive phone calls. So another interesting thing that we're working on in the background. And lastly, I just wanted to show, you know, high level roadmap, you know, where we've been, where we're going, that type of thing. So I've been talking about our partnerships. We've been working with a couple schools in terms of pilots and really giving students an opportunity, because, you know, with everything going on with coronavirus and so on, right, everyone's getting their own computers, but there's no doubt you have schools where I walked into a classroom and you have, 20 students with five or six different computers, Chromebooks, HPs. You know, it's kind of interesting, and hopefully, you know, with Shells we can help, you know, give everyone the same environment to work from is really the objective there. You know, Windows licensing, that was another big thing that we just completed. So, you know, it's another nice option that if you really need to use a Windows machine, you know, quickly or on the side, it's something that you can spin up quickly. And then moving forward, we're going to continue to enhance our offerings, USB, webcam, improving the UI UX on the apps. We talked about the VPS and phone solutions. Enterprise seems to be one that is growing. It's something that we haven't really focused on yet, but a lot of businesses have approached us, you know, to try to see if we can work with them on a solution. So, but yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking at right now, you know, looking forward to the future. And like I mentioned earlier, I've been really happy and loved working with the community on this one. And you know, we hope to continue to work together and see you know, how we can make Shells a better product and make a Shells a better product for everyone, I guess. So again, I want to thank everyone on the OpenSUSE team, and I know, a pretty short presentation, definitely I wanted to get over to the Q&A, and Zlatan will join me there, and go ahead and meet me over there. Thank you.